It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
You really have to leave us a voice message with your little victories because please. We were getting a bunch there for a while and they were so good. Yeah. It was like, oh, you know, I got a B instead of a C on my test.
And it was a D instead of an F.
Oh, yeah, that's right. George and Mequon. Or, oh, you know, Christina with the blue hair left us a voice message about her autistic child did really well at in their IEP. Mm-hmm. You know, and
somebody was like, I just passed my clinical exam.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right. So where are you guys? Come back.
Where y'all at? Y'all stop just having little victories? It's just us? Nah, son.
I know you have little victories, so you better start leaving them again on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out, just saying.
Shout
drop
out Darnell in. When he left his.
Darnell left his. Yep, he sure did. Well, what's your little victory? Because mine is that it's Friday, mm-hmm. and I've been waiting for the weekend. I had a great time last night at a Summerfest kickoff party. I'll tell you more about that.
Yeah. Now,
it wasn't Summerfest. The City of Festivals.
Okay.
Every festival in the city. I'll tell you about it on the show.
City of Festivals.
Yes, I'll explain more later.
I love
it. So it's Friday. We made it.
Yeah. Well, my little victory comes from yesterday because it was cool. I got to host an event for a bunch of young minds.
Oh.
Middle school, high schoolers, and it was the Rhymes with Reason wrap-up event.
Ah.
So it's this program that allows kids to learn vocab through like hip-hop, rap, pop songs. And it's cool because it was high school area kids, middle school area kids from Milwaukee, Boys and Girls Club kids. And I got to host, watch them rap, perform their songs using big old vocab words. And I was like, dang! All right!
It wasn't Ballerina Cappuccina?
It wasn't
Italian brain rot?
It was not Ballerina Cappuccina.
My kids are so proud of me when I say that.
Not one kid said Ballerina Cappuccino. And
was
I was
it what
proud.
The helly?
Not a what the helly was said.
No, what the helly berry?
Not a helly Burton in sight. Nope. No big nope. No.
So, but it was a good event.
It was a great
They're
event.
They're going to love that we said that, by the way.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. For the culture.
Stupid brain rot words. All right. The question of the day is coming up next. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, I saw something wild about a flavor being brought back, so I want to know what flavor you would bring back, because get this, DZ, I didn't even know this flavor existed, and now they're bringing it back. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah,
it's a flavor of Doritos.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you're going to say some flavor of Oreos for the question of the day, because the question is, what flavor would you bring back? Doritos is bringing back a flavor after 20 years, 2 decades it hasn't been on. It's coming back.
Okay.
It's their guacamole flavor. I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember the guac Doritos?
No, because it was 20 years ago, and I still buy Cool Ranch if I'm going to buy anything. Hello.
Fair. Not fair. I remember the guac Doritos.
It's made with Mountain Dew now? Oh, my.
Wait, what?
Because you know Mountain Dew, it's like a collab.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it has nothing to do with Mountain Dew. Look at it up in the corner of the bag. It says Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a giveaway.
I was going to say, because as long as it's not Mountain Dew flavored guac.
Not the point. Available now nationwide on April 28th. Well, it's May 2nd, so it's out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing back guacamole Doritos, which must have been a really good flavor at the time.
Guac flavor was good flavor.
I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I definitely remember them.
Sprite brought back their tropical mix flavor. I missed all that because I don't really drink Sprite.
Mm.
McDonald's is bringing back the snack wrap. Maybe it's just what do you want brought back, period.
Fair.
Because now that the snack wrap is back.
That's a whole game changer, for real, for real.
Little Debbie.
If they bring that back to breakfast burritos.
Oh my God,
it's over.
They got rid of the breakfast burritos?
McDonald's didn't get rid
of the burritos.
The little baby burritos are one thing. Those have been there. I'm talking about the breakfast burritos.
Oh, the real ones. Like
they used
full
to
meal.
Have, they used to have full-sizers. They used to, you grab two at a time, and you were good until 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No. So I'm saying, if we bring those back, game changer.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So you would, okay, so we got a lot of options here. I don't know what I would bring back.
That's not even what I would say.
What would you say? I thought you were going to pick an Oreo flavor.
A lot of me and my guys would be happy with that breakfast burrito back, but
so, McDonald's breakfast burrito. The snack wrap is back.
Mine's actually still at McDonald's, and it's not even only at McDonald's.
Don't say the McRib.
No.
It's the one thing I will fight you on that my dad actually likes
that. That comes back every year.
I know. My dad likes it and I don't get it.
It didn't go anywhere.
Fair.
Not Fruitopia.
Seasonal.
Nope. Fruitopia.
Wait, what's Fruitopia? Is that a drink?
It's the fruit punch. The Fruitopia that used to be in McDonald's, they used to have it on the soda machine.
Yeah, it's gone.
They used to sell it out of bottles. They don't sell Fruitopia anymore anywhere.
Really?
Bro. Not that I've seen. And Fruitopia used to just hit different. It's not like fruit punch. It's not like that, the high C. It's not like the Hawaiian punch stuff. No.
Yeah.
Fruitopia was Fruitopia, and that junk used to slap. I'm talking
about. You know what? This is what I love. You're getting real passionate. This is kind of fire I want today from people. They Fruitopia. Better have the passion when they call in, because 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. That number works. What would you bring back? I said Doritos is bringing back their guacamole flavor after 20 years. McDonald's is bringing back the snack wrap. We have all kinds of stuff coming back. Little Debbie's offering their marshmallow treats again. What would you bring back? Let's go to the phone. Screw it. Let's go to line one.
Let's get it.
I'm not afraid anymore.
I am. Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
Oh, are you scared? Now you're scared to answer?
Actually, see, now I'm even more scared.
Now I'm more scared. It's Destiny in Milwaukee. Lord help us. She's got her own theme song. Should have known.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Bring me back. Bring me back. Bring my theme music back.
No, I'm the
bring
flavor.
Me back.
Destiny, you a fool.
What would you bring back, Destiny? Seriously.
Dude, the tortilla, chicken, red beans, and rice from Popeyes. They don't sell that no more.
They don't? Well, that's
no.
a shame. That they.
I mean, it's not how often everybody goes to Popeyes, but I used to go there just
Hold
for
on.
That.
No, no, no. My parents will drive all the way across town to get to Popeyes over any other chicken place. And
yes.
I will, too,
for real?
Because, yes, my dad wants the spicy chicken. Yes, Hard. He does. He wants flavor.
So,
yeah, you want flavor. Look what he made. Look what he made. That's what all that flavor he was liking.
Shocking. Sure, that you know what? You're right. Shocking. My parents want flavor when I look at myself.
Man, what the? Right. Spicy. Just out the gate every morning.
Should have known.
It's caliente.
She said, high key to red beans and rice. And I didn't know it was gone.
Destiny, that's a good pull, because I didn't know they got rid of that either. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that they have that like nobody else has.
Right.
That was Popeye's one of their things.
Like that, you need
everybody
that.
Try to come out with those, you know, the chicken wraps and everything, but it doesn't taste. The red beans and rice from Popeye's is like DZ said, it slaps. It is.
Do you go to the one by Mayfair or do you go to a different Popeye's? Is there a different one?
I don't know, whichever one I see when I pass it by.
Okay, one she on goes 16, to Mayfair.
Well,
man, mine was the one on
what is that, National?
I don't know about y'all.
There's
National
one on National.
Avenue.
Nice.
Yes, there is. See?
Okay. Well, I'll just have to go a little more east on National next time. I'll keep going until I run into Popeye's.
And then come see me and then bring me back, because
okay,
you guys miss me. You miss
All right.
me.
Yeah, you got through, Destiny, finally.
No, love but you don't got to hang up on me like that and say bye like that. Dang, I love you, though. Okay, bye.
Okay. And then she hangs up on us.
Bye.
Forget her. Forget her.
I did it.
Somebody said they want the potato wedges from KFC. KFC got rid of the potato wedges?
Hmm.
Stop it. Those were great, too.
So is this just going to turn into a shock factor of what's gone that we didn't realize? Because that's currently what's happening.
My bad. 414-533-1037. What would you bring back? They're bringing back guacamole Doritos. Destiny says she would bring back the red beans and rice at Popeyes. You said you'd bring back the Fruitopia at McDonald's. It could
Where
be anything.
It
could be anything, you guys. Somebody said, let's see, Melanie from Milwaukee. She's a K-5 teacher. She said she would bring back PDQ's chocolate milk drink powder. Interesting. I don't know what that is, but Melanie was very passionate about it.
PDQ.
PDQ, like now they made most of them Quick Trips. I don't even know if PDQ is still around. It was a gas station.
PDQ.
I should have clarified. Gas station.
I was going to say, those ain't been a thing for a while.
Have they been gone for a while?
When was that? Okay.
Their chocolate milk drink powder.
Hmm.
Maybe they're all gone and they're all Quick Trips now.
Hmm.
That's what she'd bring back. You know what? We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
What would you bring back? Anything you want, because Doritos brought back their guacamole flavor after 20 years, and the texts are going crazy at 414-533-1037.
Rightfully so. My brain is going crazy.
You
All
guys,
these flavors I forgot about.
You guys are mentioning stuff I didn't even know existed or I forgot about. Like Cammy in Milwaukee said, the quesarito from Taco Bell hasn't been gone long, but it's long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, Lily in Racine, said, I would bring back fiery Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell.
The fiery Doritos Locos Tacos specifically. The rest, I'm okay without.
Dawn from Watertown said the McDonald Cheddar Melt. I don't remember that at all.
I forgot the cheddar melt.
And then Emma's just like you. She said, I would bring back the big breakfast burrito from McDonald's. She agrees with you, DZ.
The big dog. See, I was like, am I the only one? Come on. Now,
no,
I know. Thank you.
You're not at all. Let's talk to Teddy in Muskego because his is so random.
Mr. Marnin.
Hi, Teddy.
Oh, good morning.
Marnin. What would you bring back, you little child? Tell him it's fruit snacks,
you
isn't it?
Child.
It's fruit snacks, isn't it?
My brain is fully developed now, actually.
I would bring back the
original recipe of the Scooby-Doo fruit snack.
See what I mean?
They're not the same anymore.
Not just fruit snacks, the Scooby-Doo ones.
Well,
the blue is different now.
The blue used to be way more bluer and way more snackier.
Yeah. You're right, but then we found out about dyes and everything's killing us.
Yeah, but
let's go back to the dyes. Let's take the chance.
That's okay. For that one, it's okay. Listen,
Teddy,
I'm with Teddy on this
stop.
One. I ain't gonna lie. You bring back the
There's
OG.
There's no red 40. It's like blue 32 or something, and that's okay. Probably,
now he's calling football plays. All right, Teddy.
Or crayons in the Crayola box. We're not sure
yeah,
which
they
one.
They taste almost the same.
Blue 32. Say hi. Oh, my God. That was funny, Teddy. Okay, fine. He'd bring back the fruit snacks.
We love you.
Teddy, Teddy's a water skier, by the way. He drives the boat.
True.
When does the first water ski show hit, Teddy?
I should know that. Memorial Day, maybe?
Thank you. Say less.
Makes sense.
There we go.
I just need hope for the summer. That was all. Right. Thanks, Teddy. Have a great day.
Report back. Peace.
Yeah, you have a better day.
Aw, love, man. Peace.
I had to ask that because I need to know
Motivation.
What's happening for the summer, and I get excited.
Allie needs to know how soon she's going to be on a boat.
Thank you. Heidi from Richfield said DQ treats a pizza she'd bring back. She misses that so much.
Wow. That is a childhood memory that just got
unlocked. You have a core memory coming out?
Yeah. I forgot I only had one of those ever in my life.
Somebody said the Popeyes still have the red beans and rice. Some do. I just had it. So heads up. Destiny said she misses that.
Don't just say I just had it and don't drop the location. What kind of disrespectfulness is that?
Carrie in Waukesha said the Choco Taco.
Yes!
Yeah. You had me a Choco Taco.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lori in Cedarburg because she had me triggered when she said a flavor of Girl Scout cookies.
Wait, Lori?
Lori's back. I know, one of our regulars. I think her schedule changed. Or she couldn't get in or something.
That's right.
I don't know. She got her own theme song, though. Hey, Lori.
Hey, yes, to all of the above.
What'd you say?
To all of the above about my schedule and...
Correct. And she's, But you're on today, Lori, so what would you bring back? Come on.
Holla at us.
The Juliet Girl Scout cookies.
What is that?
The who's or what's it? Wait, what?
I was in Girl Scouts. It was like a wafer cookie, like vanilla, and then... like a caramel nut filling with covered in chocolate.
I don't remember those at all.
I don't either, but she said she was a Girl Scout, so I'm trying not to age her because obviously I might have been a Girl Scout then too, but it's not even ringing a bell.
I gotta trust her flavor profile. I mean, she was a Girl Scout, I wasn't. Did you ever try the mango cream Girl Scout cookies? Because that's a flavor I'm also agreeing we should bring back.
I don't remember those either.
No,
I don't remember those, no.
What? Mango? It must have been like a specialty one in one area of the country they did it, and they never did it again where they tested. Mm-hmm.
Like a new flavor test, and then maybe it didn't hit, so they only sell them in Florida now?
Hold on.
Huh.
Are the Juliet Girl Scout cookies...
Did they change the name?
The chocolate ones, they have like a... it looks like caramel or peanut butter in the middle, and then they have like lines of chocolate across them. I don't know how
to... That's what she said.
I can't even picture these.
You said something about caramel chocolate, no?
No?
It was covered in chocolate, like the ones that had... They're kind of like the ones that currently have the peanut butter
in them. It's full chocolate. There's no drizzle. Then I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
But thanks for sharing. Have a great day.
Yeah. Oh, and quick. It was the McSkillet burrito for DZ. I used to make them all the time when I worked at the McDonald's.
The McSkillet burritos. Thank you. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Can you make them at home? Lori?
Yeah, they won't slap as much.
Aw, damn. Never mind.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is more important, a graduation or a family member's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is more important is the problem today on What Would DZ Do? Because we got an email for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
Because you can always email us. You know what? Email us jerks or what would DZ do's. I don't care. You can email us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or just slide into, you know, the Facebook DMs, whatever.
We need a different email for what would DZ
do.
We do.
But because this one she wrote in for Am I the Jerk? And I said, DZ, this is a what would DZ do? She's asking for advice at the end of this email.
Sometimes people get confused as to what they are.
Right.
And it might be because we don't have an email for where these things could go.
But
and
if
you just hit our DMs.
Right. If you want advice, that's more of a what would DZ do? Am I the jerk is just a moral dilemma. Are you a jerk or not?
Are you wrong or not?
No. This is we need help.
Yeah.
So go ahead, read her email, because girl, we moved you over to what would DZ do? Sorry about that.
FYI. She says, hey, Ali and DZ, I do want to be left anonymous, please.
Good.
To start, I love you both so, so much.
Oh, she's gassing us up in the beginning.
You make my mornings brighter every day, and I thank you for that. Now to my drama, LOL.
That's where you got me, girl.
Right.
Now to my drama.
I am 27 and have not always been down the right path in my early 20s. Found myself in college, and I've been working so hard towards this degree. My career is all lined up for me.
Nice.
My school has now notified me about our graduation date. It was been up in the air, but a few weeks ago, found out that it's going to be on May 17th.
Oh.
Same day as my nephew's 14th birthday. I told my sister. She was frustrated because she had already been planning for his birthday party that day, but canceled it to attend my graduation and said that
she'd have
his party the next day on the 18th.
Good, because that's a Saturday. That's a Sunday. Okay.
Which I thought was a good compromise for us both and the family. Again, that was a couple weeks ago. Now today, she messaged me and said that she's surprising my nephew with a trip to New York.
Oh, boy.
The same weekend as my graduation ceremony. Now, this is very last minute, and there's no special reason to go other than she wants to.
Okay.
She knows how hard I've been working for this, and now I'm unsure how to react. I've been ignoring her to gather my thoughts, but it brought me to think, what should I really do?
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, if I tell her not to go on this trip, she's going to resent me for ruining what could have been a trip, and I don't want to feel like that at my graduation.
She doesn't want to resent her sister.
At a graduation.
Who's not there now.
Supposed to be a happy time. And on the other hand, if she doesn't come, I feel like I'll resent her
for not coming, yeah.
For not coming.
Mm-hmm.
If it was any other day, I wouldn't care, and I'd hope for them to have the time of their lives. And maybe
with them. But it's her graduation.
Finish it off.
Her graduation. She says, it gives me my career. He has more birthdays. Am I the jerk for feeling like my nephew's birthday is not more important than my graduation? Mm. And she said, I hope people have good advice for me. So really, she's upset because her graduation is on May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how it is when you've been planning a birthday party. Think about how far in advance you plan your kids. You have a 1 and a 3-year-old. You're already planning for July.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
So it's May. So you're 2 months out. So I understand on that side where the sister's going, I've been planning a party, but now there's a graduation.
So what do you think?
So you got to pull back all the invites and you got to go to the graduation. I think it's messed up that the sister is going to New York now that weekend.
You think so?
I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But I think that she needs to say something. I don't think anybody realizes how much it means to her.
The graduation?
Yeah.
I mean, it means
what do
something.
You think?
It means something to her, though.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why she wants everybody there.
I get that, but everybody else's life can't stop for her.
No.
You know, at the same time, she made some poor choices that would have led her down another path. I'm really proud of her for doing that, but that doesn't mean that I have to stop my life and my child's desires, what we're going to do and what we have planned.
No, but the graduation would have fallen around the birthday no matter what year she graduated.
Regardless.
Whether she went in right after high school or finished later.
Right.
Graduation's always in May. I am a May 20th birthday. Guess who always was at graduations around her
birthday.
I was going to my cousins. I was going to my grandma's. I mean, my grandma didn't graduate, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
I got pulled out of stuff all the time.
Because
you know, I didn't have parties because of graduation. Mm-hmm. That was with my family.
People were busy.
Yes.
They couldn't. We can't make it. Such and such
but
is graduating.
I don't understand why this sister had to book the trip the weekend of the. There was the old.
Oh, there's
weekend?
Already.
There's something shady.
There's already pettiness going on because she says she was frustrated that she had to cancel the birthday that she had already been planning.
Yeah.
Right. Said fine. We're going to cancel everything so we can go to your graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had a self-revelation moment of like, why am I putting everything off?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to New York. My kid wants to go to New York. Why wouldn't we go to New York?
Yeah. Yeah. 414-533-1037. Let's pull a blind two. What the hell? Where the what would DZ do? She wrote in for Am I the Jerk, but this is really a what would DZ do? Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Oh, hi. It's Amelia in Milwaukee.
Hey.
Hey.
Talkie, talkie. Rocky Rumba.
I know that voice. Hey, girl.
She was whispering, bro.
She said, hey, Allie, it's Amelia. Hey, girl. All right, so what do you think? She's upset because her sister's going to leave town the weekend of her graduation. What should she do?
I'm going to say, fuck them kids and go to the graduation.
Oh, did you say a naughty word?
Yeah, but my thing is, okay, he's going to be 14. Okay, her sister busted her butt to graduate from college. FYI, my niece is graduating at 17 from Marquette. Woo-woo. But yeah, her sister is...
Yeah.
Her sister's a jerk. She's being petty.
You
this
think
petty?
This ain't an Am I the Jerk, though, man. Y'all at the wrong time. This is what would DZ do, and she needs advice.
How does she get the sister to not go to New York? Should she say something, or should she just let it be? Because I would be like, why are you picking this weekend of my graduation to go to New York if it is Marquette on the 17th, like niece or whatever?
Yeah, me personally, I'm like, oh, okay, I got you. When something more important comes, don't expect me to attend.
So Amelia's saying they're messed up and just let it be, but don't be there for
because
them
the
in the future.
Because the people that are going to be there for you on your graduation, those people are there rooting for you. I think the sister's being petty. She said no, and then all of a sudden they want to trip for New York. Like, are you serious? Like, you
that
you
would
said
hurt
no
my
first,
feelings.
And then you change your mind. I'm like, you know what? It's all good. It's all right because she already has enough people. Hopefully, she has enough people, you know, rooting for her that day.
Let's say you go back to college, DZ, and now you're graduating with a second degree at 31. And then your sister says, you know what? I'm really happy for you. I know you've been working hard, but you know what? This one weekend, I think I'm going to go to New York because I don't care about your graduation. You wouldn't care.
This is a one-time thing. I think it's a one-time thing. New York and the 14th birthday.
I hear that.
Anytime. You can go anytime. You can have your birthday whenever. But this is something to me, if I had a sister, which I'm the only girl, I would drop everything like, let's do this.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Amelia. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
No, you're welcome.
Okay, bye. It's interesting that you say screw it. It's not that important. You think the birthday is more important than the graduation. I find that interesting.
I don't think either endeavor is more important.
I think the graduation is.
I think for the family whose kids turning 14, the birthday is more important.
Really?
For her who wrote in and asked
her
for
graduation
advice, graduation is more important. The family can decide what they're looking to do. That's not saying their mother's not going to go to the graduation, the brother, the other sister.
She wants everybody there.
Well, the sister and your nephew ain't going to be there because it's also his birthday, and you got to respect that. Mm. You can't expect everybody to drop their life because you finally figured out yours.
I'm on the other side of this one. I say graduation always trumps everything else. Like, graduation's more important. I don't know, because it is a one-time thing. We're going to see what everybody else says. 414-533-1037. Amelia said, bleep the kids. Go to the graduation and do the right thing.
No,
go to New York. And
everybody focus on their
get
own
over
life.
It and do whatever you want. Okay, what should she do? She needs some advice. We'll talk to you guys next.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I think you're more passionate about me than this, because we were talking about this off the air, and I think graduations are everyone goes, period, and you're kind of not the same on that. You're like, if it works, it works. But I grew up where if there was somebody graduated, we all went. The whole family went.
You have to understand, I didn't want to go to my own graduation. I went for my
parents'
sake.
Oh, that's why you're anti-graduation.
I just don't care to have that, you know, endeavor.
It's a milestone. It's a celebration. It's everyone can be like, good job, you did it finally.
That I've already achieved. Like, y'all are just doing that as like a ceremony, and that's great, but I just want to keep it pushing.
Okay, that's fair. So it didn't mean anything to you, but guess what? It means something to her, and that's what we're talking about on What Would DZ Do. She's upset that her sister's going to leave town for her nephew's birthday, go to New York, and she was like, well, I need some advice. What should I do? Because I'm in my feelings about it. So let's go.
It's your graduation, girl, not theirs.
Let's go to Edwin in Mequon. He's at work this morning. Hey, Edwin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What's your advice for her?
Well, I think they should just sit down and talk about it, because I really think that graduation is very important. It's only, you know, depending how many you go through in life, but it's once in a lifetime type thing. And birthdays are every year. And if her sister already had agreed to go, and then she changed her mind and booked the trip, then that's that. I don't think that's cool. I think she should just.
It was mean. I think it's interesting though how everybody like you're not the first person though, DZ, that hasn't cared this much about graduations. Whereas I think they're like more important than anything. Like Edwin, like I'm surprised. It's interesting. Some people, it's nothing. It doesn't. Yeah. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
You don't make everybody go. My whole family would be forced to go.
I don't care for celebrations though. If y'all haven't realized that about me, I don't care for birthdays. I mean, especially on my own. Like I don't care for my birthdays. I don't care for my graduations. I'm not really interested in focusing on a lot of my milestones just because I want to keep going, right? I don't care to celebrate all the things, but I'll stop and smell the roses every now and again.
College is a big deal, man. And you're going to be broke now forever. So Edwin says talk to her and tell her, basically, is the advice.
Yeah.
Sounds like she doesn't care.
She doesn't. I genuinely don't think she does. But I agree with Edwin. If you want to talk, if it's that important, sure. I just don't want to give it that much attention.
Who texted in DZ is making me mad?
Fight me.
He's gonna die on this hill that graduation isn't important. That's why I said you're more passionate than me, because off the air you kept going. I was like, I just think she should go to the graduation.
You were trying to convince me that like graduation should be more important than
not
the birthday.
You.
And I'm like,
nah, not really.
Right. And I was just saying, I feel what you're saying, but I disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so you say talk to her and tell her that you're upset. It's probably not going to work, but Edwin, thank you.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome so much. Thank you, guys. The first time I got through.
Oh, finally, man. Let's talk to you again.
Edwin! Nice.
I'm trying to get a theme song, so you'll be hearing me hopefully again.
Let's go, man. Let's get it.
Bye. Samantha said.
Right. Take care, Allie.
Yeah, well, thanks. Right, you too, Edwin.
You too, man. Peace. Bye.
Samantha texted in, and she's the same one that said you were making her mad. She said, choosing a 14-year-old's birthday over a life milestone. I don't like it. So, okay. Well, listen.
Is 14 not a life milestone? Stone to people, you know what I'm
saying?
Like,
not really. You know, over a graduation,
coming
not to
of
me.
Age, no.
Shoop said, "I never went to my graduation for my graduate degree. I was proud enough. It's a piece of paper that you own for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Go to New York." Much love. Damn.
Thank you, Shoop. Thank
you. Go to New York. Then 100%. It'll be real awkward when you get back with your sister.
I mean, yeah.
So
if you're
shady.
If you're taking it to heart.
I just don't believe you wouldn't be there for your nephews. I just don't believe
it's
that.
It's their accomplishment. Am I going to be there for graduation?
It's the same reason you go to their wrestling tournaments and their cheerleading
to
stuff.
To support, right.
Yeah.
But when we can't, or when we have things that we are wanting to do or have planned, we can't stop our lives for other things, especially when you don't live near each other like that. Like, I don't know how far they live, but I'm just saying, it's your graduation. Not hers. You did the thing, not him. It's his birthday, not yours. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Saucy's on the phone. Let's go to her and see what she thinks.
You so done with me?
Because I don't know where else to go. Like, you say it doesn't matter. I say it does. So what? Where are we at? We're at an impasse. I'm like, so what does Saucy think? I don't know. I don't really. I can't die on this hill. I'm just like, I don't
Morning
know.
Sauce.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Hi.
First off, happy birthday on the 17th to this 14-year-old because he's my birthday buddy.
I knew you were going to say that, Saucy. I knew it. Birthday
twin. Secondly, yes, birthday twin. Secondly, having graduations, I have never, and I realized this the other day, I have never been celebrated myself. You know what? It feels bad, but you know what? It's not that big of a deal. It's your nephew's birthday. Do what you want to do. If you know what, your sister's not going to listen to you if you talk to her. But I would like some clarification. Did she make this trip plans after?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, which is why it's shady.
Now that is sure shady. And now I need to turn it around and say, you know what? It sounds like there's some issues going on in that home.
There's no way if you have a good relationship, you're booking a trip after they've already told you they want you at something.
The sister already had birthday plans before the one who wrote
on the 17th
got the graduation information.
And
right?
said, I'm going to have a party on the
18th. But that was
a
birthday party at wherever.
Hold on. Then the sister comes up and goes, well, my graduation is here. Can you cancel all your stuff? I want you to be there. And the sister goes,
she said,
okay,
I'll have it
fine.
The next day
I'll
on the 18th.
She said, okay.
Then
that's
they went
the
home,
thing.
Had a private conversation. The son might have elaborated, or the family talked and went,
I don't care.
Yeah,
the son is 14
stop.
Years old, and
said.
I'm not to invalidate or anything like that. But no, the kid is 14 years old. give me a break. No, that kid's not the one who rules the life.
There's no way. I can't wait till
there's
going to
be so many more opportunities for that 14-year-old.
Yeah, because I think sometimes you say, I'm going to do this when my kid's 14, but it's like the never say never. That's why with parenting, I'm like, never say never. And I do the same with my kids. I don't even say, I'm going to let my kid do this, or I'm never going to let my kid do this, because it's all going to change. This is what is so messed up with parenting. Like, as they get older, you realize the things you thought you would do, or you don't. It ends up being, you never know. You know what I mean?
You know how many times my parents or my mother told me we were going on a vacation? You know how many times we went on vacation? None. So, you know, it's not.
I mean,
it's not that big of a deal. And her sister's really shady. But like I said, it's time to get out the scissors and nip snip.
Well, I think it's obvious there's some kind of issue.
There's
no way they're getting along great and she's leaving town for her graduation.
So yeah, no. Y'all don't get along great. You're in a delusion fantasy world.
Yikes.
Sorry.
Yikes.
Just calling you out. It is what it is. Sorry. Much love. I'm sorry for the situation that you're in. But, dude, snip. Cut them people out.
You
it's not even worth it.
You can't cut your sister off. You guys are acting like we're just going to cut the whole family off. This is crazy.
No.
That's rude. That's rude. That's petty. That's crappy. And until your sister can apologize to you and take accountability and say, you know, you're right. That was really a crummy thing of me to do.
Sometimes
don't
we give you advice, and sometimes we make the family fight worse. Welcome to today.
Sometimes, you know. But, hey, it's all for her mental health, not her sister's.
Brenda in Milwaukee texted and said, I'm on the same boat. My son is graduating high school. My sister's going to Puerto Rico. At the end of the day, you can't force people to change their plans.
Oof.
Fair enough. Problem is, they made plans after.
and kept changing them too, dog. Come on now. That's wild, bro.
So the advice from DZ is, screw it. Go to New York. Let them go to New York and go to your graduation and
try
be
not
upset.
To let it affect you. I mean, you could be upset and be bothered, but at the end of the day, are you going to let this estrange your family? I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Not over a graduation and not over a birthday. Yeah. It's important to each of them. Let it be on.
So awkward. All right. Well, the family fight will continue after today.
Report back, please.
Saucy, we'll talk about your traumas on Monday. Have a good weekend. Before I tell you the incredibly awkward moment that happened last night, DZ, with our boss front of very powerful people in Milwaukee, Hard Pants.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude.
Are you getting fired?
No, we're not getting fired, but you're going to die when I tell you this story. Wait till I tell you what happened with Hard Pants. Hold on, though. I just wanted to say, we're still taking your voice messages, because next week is Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Week, we found out.
And a lot of other things.
And Mother's Day, because they try to rip women off and put it all in one week, but don't get me started.
We on to y'all, though.
So if you want to nominate a teacher or give a shout out to someone who you love or made an influence, or a nurse, leave us a voice message. Bailey left us one yesterday. We have a bunch of voice messages of people saying, I want to nominate this teacher. I think this person's great. Here's my phone number. Call me if you want, because then we can reach out and either play it on the air or even reach out to the teacher or nurse and maybe have them on the air.
You never know. And it's such a cool tool, because we can do that. We could have the shout outs for them. We could also do little victories for little wins, whatnot, bro. The messages, them voice messages on the Odyssey app.
Yep. Go to the Listen Live page to 103.7 Kiss FM, and it's right there. It says leave a voice note or a voice message.
Yay.
Okay, I have to tell you about last night. It was crazy.
Please, get to it. What's up?
So Hard Pants, who is our general manager. People, I'm realizing, are getting confused, because we have nicknames for the guys that I date, which dumpster fire dating's coming up. Hold on.
Fair.
So last night, we got invited to the City of Festivals kickoff, which the city, basically Summerfest, who puts on all these festivals, Polish Fest, German Fest, Mexican Fiesta, the Black Arts Fest, all these summer long, Pride Fest. They kick it off. They have a kickoff event because we're getting ready for Festa at the end of May. That's the first one.
Like
then it's Pride.
Yeah.
So they invited us to this party. You could not go. You had another event you had to host for work for the Bucks, because you work for the Bucks on the side.
As a host, yeah.
So I went to this party, and I didn't know what to expect, and I walk in.
I'm salty. I missed it. I got
was
FOMO,
amazing.
So talk to me. What
the
happened?
Ladies from Mexican Fiesta are cooking. Oh my God.
Why
shots of tequila, and they were like, oh, my God.
I missed it.
Shots of tequila. Shots of tequila.
And food.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're like, you can keep this beautiful beautiful like clay mug that the shot came in. It was like culture at its best.
Man, you got the clay mug.
I know. I got the clay shot.
All right. Keep
I'm at Mexican Fiesta, and then I walk to the next table. It's Irish Fest. I'm like, well, hi, friends.
Hi, laddies.
And then I get to the Black Arts Fest table, and then I have to go to the other side. So now I'm at Festa.
The whole gambit.
They all had food.
Oh, man.
You had to be invited. The mayor was there talking at the beginning, and I'm like, thank you, mayor. Can we eat now?
Allie went, hola, hello, what up, though? And then kept it pushing and said, food, yes.
I made my way over to German Fest, met the VP of German Fest. She was a nice lady, and in her whole get up for,
in the regalia.
You know, looking good. And then Pride Fest was at the end. So I made my way to every single table. I ate the Polish sausages. It was a lot of fun. But that's not where it got really funny. What got really funny?
I thought you said embarrassing.
Well, embarrassing for, maybe it was embarrassing. I don't know if it was more embarrassing for me or Hard Pants.
Oh.
But Hard Pants is our boss, our GM. And he was at this kickoff party for all the festivals in Milwaukee.
Right.
And we're at the Italian Community Center, by the way, to set the stage. So we're in this room and right by the Summerfest grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so he walks in and we're talking to people. And at one point, I see Peggy, who is the CEO of Visit Milwaukee. Okay.
Word.
So now I'm in a circle with people that I think are pretty powerful in Milwaukee. You got the marketing director of Summerfest, Jared.
Shout out Jared Woods.
You got these people in high places, right?
Shout out Peggy.
And I don't know what I'm doing in this circle, but here I am, right?
Here Allie finds herself.
And I make a joke about Hard Pants. And at that moment, Jared from Summerfest looks up. He goes, is that Hard Pants? And I go, it is. He goes, wait, I've been emailing with him. I had no idea. I listened to you guys. I didn't know that was Hard Pants. I go, that's Hard Pants, my guy.
That's Hard Pants.
He goes, shut up. Then Peggy from Visit Milwaukee goes, are you dating that guy? I go, ew, that's Hard Pants. That's my boss. She goes, wait, Hard Pants? I've seen it on Facebook.
So now what you're saying is we're changing his name.
So I looked at Hard Pants and I go, I'm really sorry. Everybody knows who you are now because we've been talking about you and posting about you.
Your alias, bro.
You've been on emails with people who don't know your Hard Pants this whole time.
You might as well just go ahead and start signing them as Hard Pants,
so
my boy.
All these people at this party knew who he was and I was losing it, dude. I was like, I can't believe you guys know about Hard Pants. They're like, oh,
AKA,
we know about Hard Pants.
Oh, his AKA, you're strong in the city, I see. Hard Pants.
Hard Pants. Pants.
Hey, have you noticed he's been wearing softer pants lately?
Well, what's funny is I had on a dress last night and he had on jeans. And I go, and he had like a 5 o'clock shadow.
He grown his beard in too,
he goes, bro. He's like, I guess I could have gotten a little more together. I go, I'm more dressed up than you, boss.
Wow, Hard Pants.
I go, so what up now?
Look at you and your softies.
And then everybody started arguing about Hard Pants versus soft pants. And it was a funny little discussion.
It's
but
a great argument.
I thought you would love that there we were in the middle. I was in this circle of people in Milwaukee who are high up in their places, and they were like, wait, that's Hard Pants?
That's Hard Pants?
I was like, I can't believe you know about Hard Pants.
Can't believe we successfully changed somebody's name. Yeah, we're getting fired.
But shout out to all the... We are totally getting fired. But shout out to all the amazing festivals. And honestly, I mean, I can't wait. Festa's first at the end of this month. Then Pride Fest. We're going to be at Pride Fest.
And then we go.
I think we're going to be at Mexican Fiesta, too.
Fingers crossed.
So, and then we're going to be at all of them just for fun. So
I need to start a Colombian festival out
here.
Yeah,
you do.
That feels like that's the only one missing.
Well, there are other festivals that weren't there. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
you have like the Puerto Rican festival. That's not part of Summerfest.
Technically not a part of Summerfest.
No.
But I want to have it at the Summerfest grounds.
Probably because every weekend's booked.
We're going to figure that out. Mm-hmm. Jared Woods, you know I'm hollering.
Because I feel like every weekend has a festival and there may be only one that doesn't because of something else going on in the city.
And Summerfest usually hits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ain't wrong. But we'll get there.
Anyway, so thank you for inviting me to the City of Festivals kickoff party.
Shout out Hard Pants.
DZ, shout out Hard Pants for sure. He's around. Okay, we got to get into Am I the Jerk, which involves skipping Mother's Day. And then we've got Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets. And then Dumpster Fire Dating.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch because her dog died? Hold on. What's more important?
That's a lot of layers and not enough information.
Yikes. She said, Allie and DZ, every year my brothers and I take my mom out for Mother's Day brunch.
Okay.
This year we're taking her to Pottawatomie for prime rib. Yum.
Yum.
She said, I have a 13-year-old golden retriever who I've owned since college. Unfortunately, this past year has been tough and I have to put her down. Because I have a job and I don't want to be an emotional mess, I've scheduled it for Friday after work.
Okay.
Next Friday. Could not do this weekend. I figured I could spend the weekend grieving and processing. So that means no Mother's Day brunch for me. Mm. My brother said I should be fine by Sunday morning and I need to get over it and do it for Mom. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be at a brunch after I just put my dog down. Am I the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch? Because my dog died. So the dog, she's putting the dog down on Friday. She's not going to the brunch on Sunday. She's already told them, I'm out. And her brothers are like, you got 2 days.
You'll be
get
good
to
by
brunch.
Sunday. You'll be good by Mother's Day.
Show up for Mom and enough.
Right.
This is tough because the dog dying is like a person dying for a lot of people.
For a lot of people.
Especially 13 years.
You had this dog for a whole lifetime,
and a golden.
Arguably.
Oh, they're so sweet.
I know.
They're so nice.
Man, but
they're so loving.
At the same time, it is an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as these animals become a part of our lives, they're not your mother.
Mm-mm.
But who am I to tell you that that isn't big enough for you to grieve? You were that dog's mother, technically.
Aww.
Right?
Come on.
If we're giving
the
dog this
thing.
Personality and this family quality, you were that dog's caretaker.
She's going back to work on Monday.
I know.
So she's got... She's,
or unless she's not.
Unless she's not. Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch? This is tough. I don't know.
This one is hard, but I can't call her the jerk.
I had Bella for 14 years. I got her at the Humane Society in, 2009? She died in 2023. And which is crazy, a year and a half already, at least, mm-hmm. if not almost, no,
almost
two.
Two.
It's two years. It was two in March.
Wow.
Oh, it was 2 years in March. Anyway, and I did it on the weekend, and then I continued on with my life because I was afraid to stop.
Right.
And so I kept going, and I didn't do the whole grieving thing. I should have. Do you know what I mean? But I just like, I'll just go.
We'll just
and I'll
on.
Just act like it's not happening, and then I'll break down randomly in the middle of a Thursday at 3 p.m. when I see a black lab. That's when I'll deal with it.
And it happens.
Which is not healthy. And it happens. So, I don't know. I think she could show up for her mom. Come on. I think it's a little jerky.
What I think it would be gracious and appreciated, loving of her to show up for her mother. 100%. Yeah, I think so. Do I think she should actually be going? Yeah. But do I think she's wrong for going, hey, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not coming.
I need another day. Is she
she's
the jerk
good.
For skipping Mother's Day brunch? Because she's putting her dog down on Friday. She's got this scheduled.
Does she not love her mom now because she's not going to the one Mother's Day brunch?
Of course not.
Well,
but she might be a jerk for it. All right, 414-533-1037. George from Mequon texted in. He said, anything but jerk is sadly wrong. You can put on your happy face for a couple hours at dinner. Family first, jerky. Oh.
She's about to be crying all over them pancakes and hash
Dang.
Browns.
Angelia and Kenosha said, I think she's kind of the jerk. No, it's not kind of.
You
guys have
hard.
To pick a side on this. It may actually be good for her grieving to be around family for brunch. That's true.
I agree to that 100%. But if she's already going, I'm not in the mental headspace, who are we to go, yeah, you should, though.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people saying, not the jerk. Greg from Greenfield, not the jerk. She needs time to process and grieve.
Older brothers are going, get over it. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the car. We're going brunching.
You had 48 hours. It's time.
Who needs 72? It's a dog. And I agree. It is a dog. But when you give it that love and attention and family and you know you becomes a real family member, it hurts your soul.
She's skipping Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, even though she's putting her dog down on Friday. Is she the jerk? Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she's picking her dog over her mother, basically, is what happening. Is what's happening? You know what I meant. Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch?
I'm Colombian. I understood it either way. I was like, sí, claro. Mm-hmm, that's what's happening.
Her golden retriever, her 13-year-old golden retriever, she's got to put him down or put her down next Friday. And that means she's going to miss the Mother's Day brunch with her brothers at Pottawatomie on Sunday. And the brothers are like, dude, come on. You have 2 days. You can come to brunch for Mom. She's
like,
no.
You'll be fine by Sunday.
I'm skipping brunch. I'm not doing it.
Mom will understand.
No, thank you. Let's start with Rich in Greenfield this morning and see what he thinks. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely the jerk.
Oof.
There's only one way to go about it.
Okay. So what's the way? You really like saying jerk, no question, nothing else? Or why do you think that?
Jerk, no question. Look, I'm an animal lover. Absolutely. I have dogs. But look, you can always replace an animal. Okay. Mm-hmm. It sounds horrible, but you can always go and get another dog. All
it
right?
It does sound horrible.
All right?
But it's...
Sounds horrible, okay? But you can always replace it. You can always go and find another dog to go ahead and rescue and help out and, you know, be there, and you can be their mom. but you only have one mother, all right? And if something so happens, you know, God forbid, something so happens to your mother, everybody's going to know that you were not there on that Mother's Day, and everybody will be reminiscing were not there.
Knock on wood,
Rich,
but for real, though.
You just made a point nobody could fight back at. Now we can't even clap back at that. What am I going to say? Your mom might die? Oh, my God. How can I go from that?
It's not even your mom might die.
Yeah, but it might as well be.
It's like, you know, it's like if something happens that year, and, you know, she can't make it to next year's Mother's Day.
Something could happen.
People are going to remember that Mother's Day.
Anything could happen. He's not wrong.
No,
bro.
That's true. That's true.
Or you know, she might just get really sick. And then what? You know, there's no more Mother's Day brunch. Yeah. Oh, and then now that Mother's Day brunch that you happened to skip on because you wanted to.
Was the last one.
Oh, and that's the one that everybody's going to remember. And everybody's going to know that you weren't there. Mm-hmm. So when the time comes and everybody's sitting there remembering and reminiscing and giving the memories, you're going to be the odd one left out.
Because you was at home grieving your dead dog. That
justice
you just,
for all
13
moms.
Years.
Justice for all moms.
Yeah, for
that's
a dog.
What he says.
But, but, you know, like I said, absolutely, you know.
This is tough.
I'm an animal lover, but, you know, there's got to be a time. You know, you got to go ahead and put your feelings aside.
Yeah.
Go ahead and just be there. Suck it up. Go home and then go ahead and continue.
And then cry some more.
Yeah, honestly. And you know what, Rich? One, there's a great point on the text about maybe her family would help. That would be good for her.
Yeah.
You know, but also I might even be a little more easy on her if it was happening, if maybe she was doing it the night before the brunch. But she's got 2 days to grieve this dog, and she's not going to stop grieving, but she should go to Mother's Day brunch. So I say, jerk. I'm with you, Rich, on this one. I'm with you.
Rich came through with some amazing points, Rich.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, y'all.
Appreciate you. Have a great day. Peace, man. Makes it hard to go against that grain.
Yeah.
But I still got to say, not the jerk.
Well, Lori in Elkhorn agrees with you, so pull her up because she's going the opposite way. Hey, Lori.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're saying not the jerk, huh, on this for skipping Mother's Day brunch?
I am saying not the jerk. I mean, there's this human-animal bond, this fur baby of yours that you've had for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an animal lover. I work in animal health. I can completely understand what she's going through. What I would probably suggest to her is give your mom a call. Do something just maybe the two of you. Obviously, the dog on another day. Obviously, this pet has been in her life for 13 years. I'm sure it's also special to her mother.
Sure,
Like, hey, Mom, can we just do something, just the two of us? I'm not feeling it. I don't want to go there and start crying and be upset. Yeah, I don't want to bring the group down. You obviously mean so much to me. You're my mother. And let's just do something, the two of us, and do something special.
She's saying you can massage this in a way that Mom can still get her day. That isn't exactly the day, but why do we always focus on the Hallmark holiday marks?
Fair enough.
That you can still grieve your dog because, who knows what that dog got you through that maybe Mom and siblings didn't.
Well,
who knows if that 1 year, that one time a year that you go to Pato for brunch is the only time y'all hang out as a family.
Well, that's what Brittany in Menominee Falls kind of texted in. She said, your mom can die driving to work, crossing the street in a tornado anytime. You can't live your life in guilt.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get burnout. Take care of your own mental health. Mm-hmm. Not the jerk. Damn.
I'm with it. And exactly. I think that's the point Lori's trying to make, 100%.
Mm.
Well, and you think about so many people that have jobs where they can't be with their mother on Mother's Day, so they have to do it a different day.
True.
I mean, if you're a pilot, a flight attendant, I mean, maybe you're in the healthcare services, but... Yeah, call your mom up, be like, Mom, I love you, but I just want to do something just special, the two of us.
Heard.
Okay, well, we're not looking for advice.
No advice.
We want to know if she's the jerk or not.
Say, what would DZ do? This is, am I the jerk?
All right, thanks for calling, Lori.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
She says, not the jerk.
I love it how our listeners all say love you, even when there's somebody we don't talk to all the time. All right, let's go to Lance, everybody, in Economowall.
Lance
is on the phone.
Lance, oh, Lance.
What's going on?
Do you have a dog?
TGIFF, everybody.
What's the extra F?
Don't ask on
that. Use your imagination.
Never mind.
Never mind, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
We should know better than that.
Never mind. You're the tiebreaker, and somebody texted in and said, man, have you ever heard of a soul dog? Not the jerk. So, Lance, jerk or not the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch because she had to put her dog down on Friday before.
So she did it 2 days beforehand, correct?
Yes.
I say jerk.
Oh, she is the jerk for not going to Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I can understand if it was on Mother's Day, actually, and then she had to go put it down. I would understand, but she did it 2 days prior.
Yeah.
That's enough time, you think? That's enough time?
That, right. I mean, of course you're going to greet the dog. It's not, I mean, you know, it's... It's the fact is that she's skipping Mother's Day over a doll that she put down 2 days ago.
Well, oh, my God. I mean, don't say over it. I mean, yes, she is. I agree. Mother's more important, but let's still grieve the dog.
She had that dog 13 years.
Yeah, of course. You're going to grieve the animal as a part of the family.
It's going to be
more than
2 days that she's going to grieve, though.
And let's be real.
Right. Exactly.
If you're a dog lover, animal lover, whatever, you have multiple dogs in a lifetime because the dog's life expectancy is just shorter.
Yeah. I've had three. For sure.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Lance. He says, jerk.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Yeehaw.
Bye, Lance. Oh, my God. Hallie in Greenfield said, if she goes and has a breakdown, then she'll be a jerk for taking attention off mom, not the jerk for staying back. You guys,
being at brunch and you have a breakdown because...
Yes. But then I'd at least be with my mom and brother, so that's who I'd... If I'm going to have a breakdown, at least I'm with my family, the only people that can witness it.
I don't break down in front of anybody, bro. I don't like that.
Well, not in public. That's what I'm getting at.
That's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. At least I'll be in front of my family. They can see it because they've seen it.
And plus, if I'm at Pato breaking down, you know I'm hitting the machines.
That's the thing. I'm gambling anyway, and I'm in a good mood. I'm gambling away all my grief. Are you kidding me?
That's what I mean.
Like, give me the tables already.
Come on now.
That's funny. And I'm eating my feelings, that's for sure.
But it works it out today, man.
Jerk. All right, for skipping Mother's Day brunch. Okay, you ready to give away these Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets? It's your last chance this week because it's happening. I'm so excited about summer. We were talking about all the festivals this summer kicking off. Now we're talking about the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. It's on July 10th through the 13th, but we're sending you on the 11th and 12th. We're going to send you to one of those days. So 414-533-1037. Oh, no, wait. We're sending you both days. It's 2 days. 2 day tickets, baby.
Whippa.
Good luck. Caller 33. You're going 414-533-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, ¿qué pasa?
Nada, except how do you spell McGuanago?
M-U-K-W-O-N-A-G-O.
McGuanago. I think we got it. Good, because our person on the phone, she's from McGuanago. She's in New Berlin. She's working in the industrial park, but she's from McGuanago. Hi, Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What you on? What you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, what are you doing? You start at 8?
Driving to work with me and my dog.
Oh, man.
Dog.
So what'd you think of Am I the Jerk?
Total, not the jerk.
Okay.
She said,
the dog in the car.
She said, my boy, my dog is on the way to work with me. Where you think I'm going to be?
So she says not the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch if you have to put the dog down. Okay, fine.
Where do you work that you can bring your 100%. Dog
in? Yeah, she works she said the industrial park is where she works. I don't know where she works. Maybe she's dropping her dog off at doggy daycare.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
No, she comes to work with me.
Where do you work that you could bring your dog in? Are you hiring?
And what do you do?
We are hiring. I work for a commercial food distributor.
Okay.
Ooh, interesting.
So, all the Culver's machines, those are all from us.
Ah, got it.
Nice.
Hands on.
Now, I have so many questions, but I'm going to move to the side on this one, because now I have more questions. Yep. But in the meantime, you're going to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival.
Can't wait. Chris Stapleton.
You like have Harley, tickets. Too? Brum, brum.
Yeah. Yep. Do you have a Harley? Yeah.
I don't, but I have lots of friends that do.
That's okay.
She'd be on the back of them.
I don't have a Harley, and I'll pull up to this thing. I mean, come on.
I swear, you don't need one, but you might walk out of there with one.
I love it that you're excited about Chris Stapleton, because he is one of the headliners on, and you're going, you have 2 day passes. You are going to be at both days of when Chris Stapleton performs as one of them. So have a great time, Catherine, okay?
Thank you so much. You made my week.
You're welcome. P.S., what kind of dog?
She's a Foxhound Coonhound.
I had to picture what was next to her in the car.
Right. Well, yeah.
How much does it weigh?
She's 55 pounds.
55. Okay.
I was going to say 60. That's crazy.
Well, I was wondering, too, because I'm thinking about getting rid of Dumpster Fire Dating and just getting a dog.
What?
Do it.
No, Catherine says do it. DZ says do it. Milwaukee says
do it. I'm not doing it. Forget you guys. I'm definitely not doing it. But Catherine, somebody will be in touch. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Love you guys.
You too. We'll let you back. Bye, Catherine.
That's cool. She can bring her dog.
That is cool, bro.
Dang.
What?
Dang.
Very few. I've only had one job ever in my life that allowed me to bring my dogs.
Really?
Yeah. It was when I managed the store.
Oh, because you were in charge. Okay.
Well, not even that. You could bring your dogs if you were just working as an associate.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I used to bring Bella in here once in a while, but it had to be like an emergency. Like, oh, I just want to bring her because we got to go. So we're leaving town after work.
Got to go to the vet after this. Yeah. Got to go take her somewhere to go get, boarded. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Aw, now I miss her. Aw. Damn it. And yesterday I was in my backyard too, looking at my broken fence
just
going.
Just wishing you had a dog.
If my fence wasn't broken, I'd probably get a dog. And then I thought, yeah, you're telling yourself that because if you fix the fence and you have to get a dog. And now I'm really committing and I don't know if I'm ready for all that because it's been 2 years in March since Bella died.
You want to take one of mine?
No, but I will dog sit anytime, and you know that.
What are you doing this weekend?
Dog sitting.
Yeah, because I don't want to take care of him this
weekend. Wait, hold on. I'm like, what is going on this weekend? I'm like, wait, what do I have this weekend?
You want to remember the time commitment that
no,
a dog
wait.
Is?
Come the Derby's on, this weekend. I'm busy. I'm busy.
I cannot.
I cannot. I have to go get drinks for the Derby.
I'm going
in
to
a
be
nice dress.
In Kentucky.
In my mind. Okay, coming up next, we have Dumpster Fire Dating. Damn it. Do you want to go now?
Hold on now. You don't. Hey.
Fine, we'll go.
This is your thing. What you trying to do? I'm just always ready. I stay ready so I ain't got to get ready,
dog. I feel
dog.
Bad because people are probably waiting. Fine, let's go.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Allie said, are you ready? And I was like, I mean, you tell me, big dog. I mean, I can press the button. I cannot press the button. We can play a song. We can talk about these fools. I mean, these guys.
I have two big updates. I have a big update on Quick Trip guy, gas station guy. I have
we
an
found
update.
Him. We found him.
Tell I me have a big him. Update. And my second update involves a guy. I'm stalking two men now, it turns out. Not just one.
Allie, we talked about this,
I'm stalking another guy on Hinge now, and it's becoming, and he's really hot. And the problem is I'm the problem.
You're not supposed to be the dumpster fire. They're supposed to be
that's
the
right. So which would you, do you want to hear if I found Quick Trip Man, or do you want to hear about the guy I'm stalking on Hinge?
I think Quick Trip Man deserves a little bit of a second, but I definitely got to hear about this new guy you're stalking because now I got to talk you off this ledge.
Yeah, one at a time. Okay,
one
fine.
At a time. New stalk.
Quick
who's
Trip
this?
Guy. Okay, new guy. Or
new stalk. Okay. Who's this first?
So I met this guy on Bumble. Get this.
Okay.
Maybe a month or two ago.
So this isn't new.
No. Oh, how old is this guy? 38. He looks young. Because even
matched?
My friends. Yeah, we matched.
Okay.
And so my friends were like, oh, he's hot. I'm like, I know, right? And he's like 6'3". He's cute. And I'm like, oh. And he says he wants a funny girl. I'm like, I got this, my guy.
You want funny or hilarious?
Hilarious. So we match on Bumble and we have this fun, spirited back and forth.
Genuine.
It's hard to get that.
Easy, I should say.
You kind of feel when you're talking, it gets real jerky sometimes.
Yeah,
like trying to have a conversation. And that could
playing
just
21
be
questions.
Yeah, back and forth. Some people are not writers. Some people are not talkers.
Sure.
Whatever. I'm a meet in person kind of girl, but I had a good banter with this guy.
And that's nice.
And that was nice. So then I don't know if I got into my rut. I got bored. I didn't feel like dating.
Stop talking.
And I just stopped responding and he deleted me. And I'll never forget. Normally when guys delete me, I don't even notice or I don't care. This one I went, he deleted me? And I was sad because I really wanted to go out with this guy. I'm like, damn.
So I just like looking at you, boo. Dang.
Forget this guy.
Nah, what happened then?
So then, and he had asked me out a couple of times and I could not go. And so we kept trying to find a day and then I just stopped responding. So then he pops up on my Hinge and he didn't like me. He just popped up as someone I could like. Like we could swipe on each other because we'd already matched on Bumble and he deleted me.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now
you
on
know
a
I gotta
different
talk,
app.
Dude, married guy in the room.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what the hell you're talking about. Me and my wife have never been on dating apps.
Now I'm on a different app.
You're
now
on a different
I'm on Hinge.
App, and you find him again?
And he pops up as one of the guys I can like or swipe on. I go, oh, it's the guy from Bumble who deleted me.
I found him. But doesn't that mean that he also found you and like gave
no,
you a thumbs up or something?
No, he didn't like me or swipe on me. It just means I can respond to him. Because Bumble, I have to reach out first. Hinge, they're different, okay? The point is he did not like me or anything
semantics,
on Hinge.
But Bumble is more lady friendly as far as like lady has to contact you first. Got it.
And that we make the first move.
Got
Hinge,
it.
Anybody can.
Got it.
So I see him on Hinge. This is April 14th. Okay, so we're on May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So I see him on Hinge. I go, oh, I found him. I found the guy because I don't know anything other than his first name, right?
Sure.
I don't know anything.
And the random conversations y'all have back and forth real quick.
So I write him on Hinge. So I send him a like, and then I send him a message. So now I am the pursuer. I mean, I'm stalking this guy. This is what I'm talking about.
He's the prey
now. I send him a message. I go, you didn't have to delete me. Damn, it's our first fight.
Okay. Just trying to open it up light.
Trying to open up funny.
Be like, hey, I realize you disconnected with me on
like,
the other
shoot,
app.
Is he going to respond? Is he going to match with me? He on April 24th, he made me wait 10 days, this guy. Like, this guy's messing with me. April 24th, he says, haha, no fight. Just done this too long. Weeks of no response gets unmatched.
So he's just been, hey, this is my process. We hadn't talked, so I figured we was done.
So then I'm like, shoot.
He for real, though.
So then I say, fair enough. So let's get together. He goes, that's the spirit. Hey. The spirit. When and where works. And then I didn't respond.
Oh, my God.
And that was on the 30th of April, and it's...
I was just about to say, man, it's Harry Potter Day on 5-2, and you talking about, it's been another week.
So I stalk him, I find him, I get so excited, and then I go, and then he goes, when? I go, never mind.
If this ain't peak ADHD, as we sit here in WXSS and HD1 while we're Tulsa, Milwaukee, this is exactly where our brain works, at its finest.
That's the problem. If you don't get me, I'm out.
And if you don't plan something immediately...
Oh, my God.
Because
I'll forget about you.
Unfortunately, it was on him to go, well, then let's go here, this day, this time. Instead of putting the ball back in your court because you had already closed out of that message. And when you closed out of that message,
I've moved on with my life.
Out of sight, out of mind,
and
object, impermanence. If it's not in front of me, I don't see it or remember it.
Thank
whether
you.
That's a person, whether that's a thing, an object or other. If it's not right there, I'm not thinking about it. Tell me I'm wrong, G.
You're not wrong.
I know.
You're
know.
Right. My ADHD, like if we don't have plans, I forget about
it. It kicks into overdrive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to write this guy back. The problem is, here's the problem. The problem is, I'm leaving town again, remember, to go to Florida at the end of next week with my kids for Mother's Day.
Oh, Lord, I forgot about
this. So I feel like he's going to be 2 weeks out because I feel like, well, let me at least get the tan in Florida and then I'll go out.
Okay. So
now I'm thinking about planning ahead, what I'm going to look like.
Oh, wait, actually, hold on.
Like, let me go get my Florida sun kiss and then I'll come back.
And we were talking about how, like, it's nice to plan ahead for some things, asking when things are opening, we asked Teddy when boating season is because we want to know when we getting on the boat just to have something to look forward to.
Right.
What if, since you have already connected, you do hit him back today and go, all right, my guy, this is the time, this is the place, does it work? Because he did give you the option to set it up on your time, your place, since you were the one that technically ghosted him.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's now going, you pick.
Yeah, he's like, balls in your court, which I feel like I'm pursuing.
I agree.
I agree with him.
You should be the one in this
to
situation
make the date. And
to
be like,
make
I'm
the date.
Serious, I will show up. Because I agree with him. A lot of people will talk, not
Big
respond,
game.
And they never want to meet. I am not that... I am one of the girls who I will meet you for a date. I am not going to talk to you for weeks. I don't have time for that. Hence why he deleted me.
Right, exactly.
He knows.
And rightfully so, I respect his
he
reason for deleting
me. He should have deleted me.
You.
I get it, fine.
Before you get deleted again and then go, oh, I regret
I know,
it for
I gotta
the
write
second
back
time.
Right now.
Right? It's first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Don't get shame on me now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to plan it. You got to do it. You got to set
Shoot.
It. But not until middle of the month when you're already back.
When I'm back
when you're back, when
I got to say next. Because I, honest to God, I have my kids every week. It's a long story.
Give
but
yourself something to look forward to, though. And you know them boys ain't of no consequence. One,
I can go out even if I have
I already
them.
Know Hudson wants another haircut, so I'll be sliding.
Did he message you yesterday?
He hit me up.
He FaceTimed me from his dad's, and he was looking crazy. I go, can you talk to Uncle DZ about getting another haircut? I'll take you if I have to,
sure.
But you're a mess
you know
already.
I always take him.
He goes, I'm gonna text him right now. So he did.
He did. Okay, and he was like, what's the address? I was like, dude, I don't know. I just drive there.
You know why he said that? Because I said, find out if I can even take you if DZ can't. I'll take you there and get your hair cut.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
funny. Oh,
like,
my God.
It's like a second home to me. I just know how to get to Mondo's. I don't know where Glazed Studios is. I know it's when Van Buren turns into the other streets.
The east side and keep going.
Once you pass the bridge off up down.
Yes.
Don't stop.
Keep going.
And then you'll see Mondo's.
I love that Hudson texted you to get a haircut. That's cute.
Anyway.
Jinx.
Digressing fully
back. To the guy that I ghosted on Bumble who deleted me and then I found him on Hinge and now I can't lose this one, you guys.
Them boys are of no consequence for whenever you do set this date, because whether they're with their dad or whether they're at home alone,
they're mad when I'm
or
home.
Or whether they're kicking it with Uncle DZ and we're going to do something. You need to set this up to give yourself something to look forward fam.
You're right. I need something to look forward to after Florida.
After.
Even though summer is what I'm looking forward to.
Sure,
but a date.
Let's call it a kickoff date. Let's call it a summer kickoff date.
Okay.
Whether it goes somewhere or not, yes.
And might not even go anywhere. And then it's just all for nothing.
Great.
Okay, fine. I'm going to write him back.
Now tell me about the next dude.
And now I got to tell you about if I found Quick Trip Guy, because I actually have a big update and I couldn't believe it. It's actually wild. So
where's Quick Trip Cutie? Did we find him? What's the word?
You know what? Give me 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Exactly. And let's play APT and then I'll tell you about that.
You're trying to get to his APT, ain't you?
Kind of, yeah.
Swill left. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
All right, so first I told you the guy deleted me on Bumble. I found him on Hinge. Now I got to respond if I want this to go anywhere. But let's talk about Quick Trip Guy.
Please do, because you said you got an update.
It sounds like I have all this action, and I really don't. But listen, guys, in my mind I do, okay?
From my seat, you are stalking two guys.
Honestly,
right now.
Honestly, I'm all alone every night, but it sounds like I'm stalking many men in the world, aren't I?
We make it sound good, though.
I mean, I'm with my kids, but you know. No, but seriously, I had to tell you this, DZ, because I could be crazy. Well, I could be crazy. I am crazy,
but I could be
with this thought. So you remember Quick Trip Guy? I went to Quick Trip with my kids randomly at 4 p.m, and I met a guy there who told me I was beautiful.
This was the Quick Trip that was the further Quick Trip than the normal.
We don't normally go to this Quick Trip. It's got a bigger selection on the hot bar.
And you and this guy walked across each other in the parking lot.
Cross paths.
Almost literally knocked each other down. And when you looked up, he looked up. He said,
"Oh my God, you're so beautiful!" And I was like so taken aback. It was like a movie, you guys.
Did you blush? You blushed, didn't you?
Yes, of course I blushed. I was like so taken aback. And then he was like, "You made my heart jump," or whatever he said. And I was shook.
You literally still think about this dude.
Still.
And we don't even know his name.
We barely
know what he drives.
We barely know what he drives. And that's leading to how I think I spotted him.
What?
This is crazy. So remember I told you earlier this week, if you missed it, go back and listen to the show on the app. But I said Hudson wanted to go to Quick Trip for dinner. So we went to the far away one, but he wasn't there.
Very randomly went to the far away.
Randomly. And we also went at 5 p.m., not 4 when I spotted him. So I thought, you know, we were there around 4:15, so now I've decided in my mind, because this is what's going to happen. We're going to come up with all these things about this guy, knowing nothing. And if I ever find him, we're going to find out if any of them are true, because I've decided he gets off work at 4 somewhere.
Oh, I already have. He's a bioengineer.
That's what you think
that's
he is?
What he does
okay,
for
got
a job.
It.
Yeah, he's a bioengineer.
So there I am the other day, not anywhere near the Quick Trip that I met him at, but I was on the same road. National Avenue, which is long.
I was going to say, National is long. You could be anywhere from far east to anywhere far west.
Exactly. So I wasn't anywhere near the Quick Trip, but I was going the direction he would have been going.
Okay.
Away from New Berlin, right?
Away.
Towards West Allis.
Okay.
So now I'm in West Allis, and I'm turning off of National to Highway 100 to go to Target in West Allis.
Got it. Still there.
And I'm not thinking, and I look up, and I'm like, wait, is that the guy in front of me? Like, I wasn't even, like, thinking. I wasn't looking. I was just in my own world.
And then all of a sudden, like, it's like the veil was, oh.
I'm like,
look
this
at that car
is
look at
so
that car.
Specific, and I'm not saying it on the air because you guys, it's too specific.
You might see it and know.
Honest to God. And I was like, this might be him. And so I'm like, wait, no way. And I'm like, hold on. So I look at the clock. It's 4:14. I'm like,
it might be.
This isn't crazy that he's far. If he had stopped at Quick Trip and he didn't stop this time,
right. This would be the route.
West Allis.
Right.
He would be in West Allis right about 4:14. So now, I mean, I am stalking. And he turned left, and I go, oh God, now I know too much. Now I'm behind him on Highway 100.
Now I'm still driving.
If this is even the guy.
I'm not even supposed to be making this left. Why am I following him now?
Why am I passing Oscars? I passed Target already. Like, what's going on? So I turned into Target for real though, you guys. And I thought, but I was like, I have two choices. It was like the book where you decide your adventure, choose your adventure. And I go, I could go straight, but then what am I going to do? Am I going to get up next to, what am I going to do? I could be driving for 20 minutes. That's creepy.
Okay, great.
Or I could turn into Target. And go, noted. If I'm right.
I'll see you again.
I'll see you at 4:13 on National Avenue on next Monday. Is it weird if I like sit at Walgreens and just wait for 15 minutes from? Yes, it's crazy.
Is it weird if I go with you?
It's crazy.
Because now
will
I want
to.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my friends would do this from four. I think from 4 to 4:15. Like we should sit somewhere on National Avenue and just wait. I
that
know
Walgreens,
it sounds psycho, but it is, and I'm in for it.
That Walgreens is gonna wonder why there's 15 cars in the parking lot and nobody inside.
Because then I'm also like, well, what if you went a different way? Like. But I think we are sure he's on National Avenue around 4.
It sounds like we're zoning in on the location.
We're honing in on two suburbs.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right?
And streets.
The stretch of between one and the other, we're in a good way.
It would make sense if it was him in front of me.
Can I tell you what I would have done real quick?
What?
I would have definitely followed him.
Shoot.
I would have definitely pulled up over alongside.
I should have pulled on the side.
Oh, thank you. Alongside him.
To see his window.
And I would have just been casual, though. I would have just looked over and then looked back.
And what if he didn't remember me and went, you were so much hotter. Quick Trip.
Nah, he would have remembered you. I feel like he would have looked over and been like, is that her?
And then he looked at me.
And I looked at him.
Okay, so it's not a psycho move then to go stalk him.
No, it is. It is. It is.
Okay.
But we're going to do it.
But I feel like it's a short enough period of time, 15 minutes, that I feel like we're investigators on the first 48 and we're going to go sit in a parking lot. We're going to wait with Lisa and West Dallas. We're going to wait surveillance. We're going to see if he drives by, and if he doesn't, we just give up. Right?
I got a camera. You know what I'm saying?
Honest to God.
We can take pictures, find out locations.
Okay, how crazy are we?
On a scale of 1 to 10, maybe 14. But we love it. And y'all do too. We'll see y'all on National.
Somebody said it's Allie's dumpster fired love triangle.
And we're here for it. Say you're not.
Two men I've never met, really.
That don't even know. Kiss FM.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. I tried to get the mayor's attention last night, and he ignored me. And I don't think it was intentional. Maybe
Chevy?
It was. Yeah, he ignored me, and he knows me.
Of course Chevy knows us.
We filmed a whole episode of Show Me Milwaukee together, Chevy. You remember, you told me, you asked me about the kids. You said you used to listen to Kiss before you had a driver.
When you drove yourself.
Come on, Chevy. You said you listen every day with your son in the car.
Chevy, you probably listening right now.
I got
now. Don't
questions.
Lie.
I needed to talk to you last night. There I was, DZ. This is actually serious.
What happened?
The irony that I ended up in the room with the mayor of Milwaukee last night was perfect for what we're about to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I even said, let's get him on the show. I have questions. And we're like, I don't know.
I don't know.
And then last night we got invited to this party for Summerfest through a party, basically Summerfest World Inc.,
Yeah.
They have an actual different LLC name, like Milwaukee World Festivals. But they had a party for all of the festivals in Milwaukee on the Summerfest grounds.
So a lot of people were there.
Yeah, it was a kickoff party, and Chevy spoke at it. So he got up, he talked about our city, how great all of our festivals all are, all the cultures we bring together, why it's great to celebrate in the summer. And then I said, I looked at him, I go, Chevy's here? I go, I got to talk to him, because tomorrow on the show, we're talking about the stranded boat saga in Milwaukee.
Oh, Lord.
Which is this abandoned boat since October.
Over 200 days, bro.
And it's been there, and now it's even, somebody made it a landmark on Google. People are coming to Milwaukee to see the stupid stranded boat.
To take a picture with the SS Stranded, bro.
That a boat that just got left by somebody. So I'm like, I have questions. Well, then we were in the studio talking to other people the other day, and somebody had said it was going to cost some ridiculous amount for the city to remove this boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we're not paying for that. Why are we paying for some guy's boat? So then I wanted to talk to the mayor.
We're going to pay it. Because the concept was, since it was stranded, the original owners unfortunately had to beach the boat. There was a rescue effort, whatever.
Throw the stuff I don't want in the ocean and act like it's not there.
It's a lake.
You know what I mean?
The
same
lake
thing.
Ocean.
Fine. But, Great Lake.
But the SS Minnow, the Milwaukee mm-hmm. Deep Thought or whatever, the boat, the stranded boat in Milwaukee. We all thought originally, and it was the plan, that the city was going to cover this cost and then seek reimbursement.
They said that we were going to assume responsibility because it was in the city.
What does that mean? That means taxpayer dollars
at least
are going to be paid to remove this boat. And I was hearing some crazy
high
numbers.
Yeah, you guys were saying millions. This says 50,000, but still, it's 50,000 I don't want to pay for.
I was hearing 50,000. I heard 250,000.
Maybe
somebody
100.
Said 2.5 mil. And I went, ain't no way.
This is how the game of telephone gets crazy.
Exactly. So I went, either way, I'm mad. It shouldn't be on us. Thankfully, it's not, though.
It's not. And what happened? What's the update? Because the mayor, literally, I don't know if he ignored me last night, but you know, he always has security.
Oh, well, yeah.
They whisked them by, and all these people were like, thanks, Mayor. And I was like, hold on, I got a question.
Chevy, stop the car.
Don't act like you don't see the tall blonde when you're on stage. There's only like 50 of us here. Don't act like you don't see me waving.
We have spent important time together,
I've been
Cavalier.
In your office, okay?
Sir.
Anyway, not
Mr.
the point.
Mr. Mayor.
But now that I know it's not the city's issue, now I'm glad I didn't talk to him because he would have looked at me and gone, Allie, that's not the story anymore. You've been playing telephone too much.
Not everybody knows this, but an anonymous donation was made by an individual who shall not be named that now covers the cost to remove the boat so that the city doesn't have to pay for it.
Who's the, and I want to know because I want to know if that's true.
Thank them? Yeah.
Really? Or are you just telling us so we don't freak out?
So we don't freak out. I believe it. I will
You believe an anonymous? Why be anonymous?
I mean, otherwise they got to tell us if our taxpayer dollars are going towards that. But Milwaukee County doesn't
have to pay for it anymore. This stranded boat.
I will tell you what we do have to pay for, though.
Oh, God. What?
They have to close Lincoln Memorial down to even continue to try to remove it. Because they've been piecing the boat out for the last almost 2 weeks now. Cutting parts
off. Why Lincoln Memorial? Because aren't you on the dock? Like, aren't you out at...
Nope, it's on the beach.
It's on
the beach.
Okay, I need to go down there. This stranded boat is on the sand at Bradford Beach, basically.
So they got to close Lincoln Memorial down to get it, you know...
To get the boat out.
Completely out, because you've got cranes. You need tow trucks. You need a plethora of workers.
Their damn boat out. Why is this so ridiculous?
It's beached, which means it's stuck. Like, it is genuinely a part of the ground right now. People have gone on it. Before they started piecing it out, people were climbing into this boat and taking pictures inside of it. Why do you think it ended up so tagged up? It's been there since October. It survived the winter in that bad boy.
Well, somebody texted and said some local person donated money. Exactly what you said, but
anonymous.
I don't remember for what. We're not paying for it. A private donor has taken over the cost.
Correct.
I want to see it.
Where's the private donor?
FBI
they need to
Alley's
come forward.
Now I'm back. See, I was stalking dudes on dumpster fire. Now I'm stalking the city. I'm like, show me the invoice.
So if you don't know, though, plan accordingly because Lincoln Memorial.
When are they going to shut it down?
On Tuesday. Tuesday is the official plan from what I have collected in my investigation.
To get this boat out. Well, now, and then I saw on WISN two boats are stuck, they said now. I'm like, what?
Wait a second. Where'd the second boat come from?
Two boats stuck near Milwaukee's lakefront after salvage attempt.
Now this is the game
I'm
of telephone
annoyed.
Going crazy. Because I always thought it was just one phone. Now we got two phones?
Now we got two phones.
Where'd
this
the second boat
crazy.
Come from?
They said, they've added to the challenges washing over the small rescue boat. What? Oh, my. There is drama at the lakefront.
This is why I don't go to the lake no more.
Honest to God. I mean, I went down there to play. Boats. I played beach volleyball. That was fun. But, you know, other than that. Jeez. Okay, well, thanks for telling me. I'm annoyed the mayor ignored me. But fine. Now I know. Thank God he did, actually.
Now
because
you know.
I would have looked stupid.
Now you know why he ignored you.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant to be.
The cost is somewhere from $25,000 to $50,000.
Oh, good. I mean, I feel like that is manageable.
Yeah.
And it's much less than what everybody was saying.
For sure. 414-533-1037. Crisis averted, you guys.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to light up the city, but it's okay now. A private donor's paying for these stuck boats, but I'm still mad about the boats, and I want to know where the owners are.
And why did it take 200 days?
And why did it take 200 days, and who just gets to... How can we just have a boat that...
To be completely honest with you, a boat owner should have the financial...
Yes. Did they die? Like,
ability to remove the boat. From my understanding, this boat was a boat that somebody purchased, was looking to restore back to its full glory, and unfortunately they had an incident happen to where they got beached and weren't able to make it to where they needed to make it.
Mm.
That doesn't matter. You bought a boat. You should have the financial responsibility to be able to cover the finances that come along with that, includes a beached boat on a whatever extreme situation. This is random anomaly, right?
Mm-hmm.
You own a boat, you should be able to cover the cost, whatever it might
be. But you know what, though? I hear what you're saying, but do you know why that doesn't make any sense? Because think of all the people that abandon houses. And granted, the bank then takes it and they foreclose on it, and we never see it because it's a private sale, right?
Right.
This ends up being on company or on county land, or city land, so we're screwing around with this stupid abandoned boat. But people buy houses all the time and abandon them. So technically what you're saying is wrong because I agree. Yeah, well, you shouldn't buy a house, but things happen. Foreclosures happen. People lose jobs. All this stuff. I'm yelling about this guy leaving the boat, and now I'm actually defending him. You know what I'm saying. I'm still annoyed.
You just bought a boat to restore it. You don't have the money to restore it? Why'd you buy the boat?
I don't know. Let's pick up three. What the hell?
Why not?
I see the phones are going crazy. Please turn your radio down. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Oh, they got scared. Oh, you scary.
Don't call back and try to be on the radio.
They got scared, scared.
I swear to God. All right, 414.
Who ain't scared?
Who's not scared? No, I won't pick up another line. Actually, I won't. We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we were talking about this stranded boat in Milwaukee right on Bradford Beach, just sitting there. And now we were upset because we had to pay for it. And then we found out, no, the city and the county's not paying for it. Somebody, a private donor, is apparently paying for it. But somebody texted in, BOAT stands for bring out another thousand.
Thousands.
Somebody said, I want to know why they don't track down the owner and fine him. Well, we have answers.
We
good
do
news.
Got answers.
Pull up Danielle and Butler, and you two can share with everyone exactly this story. Because I don't know it. I'll tell you that much.
Danielle.
Hey, girl.
Good morning. Good morning.
What up, fam?
DZ's in a rabbit hole about these people. Are
I
you
am.
As well? You guys reading the saga?
I was in a rabbit hole. That's why I kind of know a little bit more than just a stranded boat. On
you
the
two,
beach.
I'm pulling up to the campfire. Tell me the story of the stranded boat,
so
you two.
You go
it's
first.
A couple from Mississippi.
It is.
Okay.
A couple from Mississippi that planned on retiring and living on the boat.
Yep.
They ran out of gas leaving Milwaukee and got
Bunch
caught in
dummies.
A storm.
And they're blaming the marina because they're saying the marina. So they ran out of gas in one of the engines, but had more gas in another engine. Still didn't make it to the marina.
Oh no!
Right? They're experienced boat owners because they lost their first boat in Hurricane
Ida.
Well,
if you were traveling around on a boat, you're experienced.
But unfortunately, their experience didn't prevail in this scenario because they ended up getting beached after running out of gas. They said they spent two nights on the boat, literally living on the boat, trying to get it out after they got.
Well, they already were.
And then had to leave, so they were like, well, what do? We gotta let it go.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, get your ass back here. That's what I would have said.
Went back to Mississippi and just went radio silent on the whole situation.
And then left a Google Maps review trying to, like, explain themselves.
Seriously?
For real.
That's insane.
Insane. I'm irritated about this whole thing.
Now it's a Milwaukee landmark. So it's like they went on the Google Maps review of the landmark and went, this is our boat.
Wait.
Sorry that the minnow is still there.
So hold on. Somebody texted in something really interesting. They said, wouldn't boats be like cars? I'm baffled. Like, you can't crash your car and just leave it in a ditch. Don't boats have insurance.
Fair. True. Mm-hmm. Unless they hadn't purchased any of that stuff.
Unless they didn't have boat insurance.
There's
like
no
some
way.
People don't have auto
There's
insurance.
There's no way you're going on a boat around. You're literally living on it for a long time. And really?
And it wasn't
I know
even
somebody
like,
that did this too.
It's not a house.
I mean, if
boat
they're
either.
From Mississippi, they have the weather to do it.
Right.
And they were up here in October trying to enjoy the beautiful fall color weather. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, what's that nice smell? Oh, it's Milwaukee. Screw it. We're out. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's good?
I'll tell you what's good. They've been making a big change to fast food restaurants. And I want to discuss in 1 second because all of us have eaten fast food or frequented one or gone through a drive through. We all have an opinion on this. I know it.
We hit McDonald's yesterday.
Thank you. But first, I want to remind everyone that next week is Nurses Week and Teacher Appreciation Week.
That's right.
We started out by saying it was Teacher Appreciation Week, and we wanted you guys to leave us voice messages on our Odyssey app. Because if you download a free app, which you should be listening on anyway, because an hour a day of listening gets you entered to win a trip to see Beyonce in concert with four people.
That's literally just right now.
Right. So that's for listening through the Odyssey app for an hour a day. Well, when you go and you listen live to 103.7 KISS FM, or you just go to the page, it says send a voice message. Well, send us your messages on who you want to nominate or us to give a shout out to next week. It can be a nurse. It can be a teacher.
A social worker,
for example,
we're celebrating.
Bailey left this one. I love this. Here's one of the ones we got on our voice messages on the Odyssey.
Hi, my name is Bailey Steffens, and I would like to nominate Julia Steffens for Nurses Appreciation Week.
Aww.
She's at Rural West Dallas. Thank you guys. I love you guys so much.
Perfect. I had my babies in West Dallas.
Perfect.
At the Women's Pavilion right there. So, anyway, leave us a message and it might get played next week on the air. And we'll appreciate the people in your life. We might even allow some of them to come on the air with us, some of these people you nominate.
Who knows? We might just talk to Nurse Steffens in person.
Mm-hmm. Never know.
Never know.
All right. Now, I want to discuss the fast food situation, DZ. You ready for this?
I'm ready because, I think I know what you're talking about, but what's going on?
Okay. Have you been? I know you go to McDonald's a lot with the kids. You go to a lot of fast food places with the kids, right?
We will dip into whatever restaurant we so choose.
Because you're schedule is a lot like mine was when the kids were little. You leave work by noon, mm-hmm. and then you go pick up your children, and you spend the day with them to save money on daycare, but right. you have to feed them lunch.
Exactly.
So you end up in the drive-thru. I did that with Owen and Hudson all the time when
yeah.
they were little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going home to make lunch. Yeah. Especially after you did a whole show.
I don't want to cook for myself.
Hell no.
Let alone cook for y'all.
I get it.
Y'all want something different, so guess who's getting nuggets and fries?
Well, I never really go in anymore. We go through the drive-thru for the most part. Same. Although the other day, it was a line. I said, Hudson, let's just go in. And we went in, and you just use the kiosk.
Yep.
You don't actually talk to anyone.
Don't even see anybody.
You don't even
anymore.
See anyone anymore. But that's part of the trend now with fast food restaurants. Because I'm saying, do you guys go in or not really ever?
Rarely do we go in nowadays, especially with the littles. You know how it is when you're in that littles era of mm-hmm. you can't control their volumes or their actions half this time. I don't want to be in public with you like
mm-hmm.
that. So we don't necessarily eat out too much, even mm-hmm. though we get takeout enough.
Yeah. Well, they're redoing a lot of these restaurants, and I don't know why.
I did notice that, bro.
I don't know why they're redoing the fast food restaurants, because I feel like the only thing that got me in there inside of it was the Playland when the kids were little, and the Playlands are all gone now. We just have the Chick-fil-A's and the One Hardee's by the airport.
Yeah, that is.
We don't have any other Playlands. So, like, unless you have a dirty Playland for my kid, I'm not coming in.
A dirty Playland.
For a fast food restaurant, but they're redoing the inside of them. That's why I'm like, do we care? This is the question for you, DZ. Do we care what the inside of the McDonald's looks like?
I'll tell you why I do care.
Okay.
I do care
my dad does. He's 100.
And I have probably the same thought process behind your dad's.
What?
You know,
tell me.
Shout out Stan.
Seriously.
I hate the fact that now I don't talk to anybody. Mm. I got to order on a kiosk.
That's difficult.
I have to use a card.
If you want something specific,
there's
too.
There's a rare option to use cash, right? So a lot of these places, and I'm not hating because I get that we've got to evolve with the times,
mm-hmm.
but I dislike the fact that you're taking now the actual autonomy of talking to a person and making it a fully automated system. I hate the fact that I'm making mistakes. Now I'm sitting there feeling like I'm working for McDonald's because I'm customizing my own order
mm-hmm.
at a place where I'm seeing 15 people in the back, and I know not every single one of y'all is cooking.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
I do care because, one, it makes it now you're not as welcome to eat indoors.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away the person-to-person aspect of actually going somewhere to eat. I dislike that. But then when you think about fast food, no, I don't need a waiter to wait on me.
And
I like to get my own condiments.
Yeah, it's like you can modernize the inside a little, but they're saying that McDonald's continues to explore ways to modernize the interiors, and
yep.
I'm thinking, stop modernizing
Why?
The interiors. Make the drive-thru even more amazing, and let's just be done.
It's
like
McDonald's.
Make it like a Jimmy John's, Jimmy John's has seating. I'm trying to think of places that don't have seating. Let's think. Wingstop.
Like a Checkers. Rallies in some
just
places.
Just let me roll through, man.
Put a couple tables outside if that's what you really want to do, but they're doing too much, and it makes it less welcoming, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm the only one standing on this hill thinking
less welcoming, interesting.
It makes it less welcoming to now I am looking for the Hardee's that's got the traditional counter where people are still taking my orders, or the Culver's where I can say, hey, extra butter on the butter burger, my boy, and let me get a little extra chocolate chips with the scoop, you feel me? Because I like to have that interaction with people, not clickety-clack, tippity-tap on a dang iPad everywhere I go.
I can't imagine going in and sitting down, though.
If I do.
You know what, though? The one, actually, I'm going to eat my words right now.
Go ahead.
The one fast food place we go in and sit down all the time.
Culver's.
You knew. How did you know that?
Because I know you. I know us. This is how we are.
I do.
And
so
you
that's
enjoy.
A live. So I'm making fun of McDonald's. I should shut up.
Thank you.
Because we go into Culver's and sit down, and we enjoy it all the time. But it's a different. Oh, so
it's the attention. It's the care. It's the
also
fact
the
that
food.
It feels like the
it's
food.
Different.
But it all goes into play together. It really does. When you feel like somebody is genuinely caring for your meal, not
yeah.
just like a robot taking your order. Not really a robot taking, but you putting your order into a robot, then somebody on a line pressing things together, that takes away my desire to actually go there.
Okay, what do we think about, should we be redoing the inside of these fast food places, really is the question. 414-533-1037. I see the phone's going crazy.
I know.
And I want to talk to you guys. Somebody said, on the text line, the McDonald's in the Dells is beautiful. They even have carts and they bring you your food. They have a fireplace and a couch.
That's OG.
They even have an arcade. That's Amanda sent that in. She said, I'd eat inside of there any day.
Any day. See, that's welcoming. That makes me want to go to McDonald's and be like, hey, let's have fun here for an hour. No. Now, usually I'm hitting the drive-thru because I know ain't nothing inside for me or the boys. Okay. Who's going to try to go to Hardee's today because of the play place? Me!
You! Do you need them to redo the inside of fast food restaurants? That's what we're talking about. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I'm drive-through, man. And then I said that, and then I jinxed myself because I said, wait, we go to Culver's all the time and sit down. What's the difference?
Well, we're drive-through in locations that don't feel friendly to go inside anymore. Culver's ain't there. Culver's still wants you inside.
Yeah. Well, and we were saying, like, why are they exploring? McDonald's has been exploring ways to redo the inside. I'm like, why? Just leave the drive-throughs.
I got this weird theory that it's because they're not making money and they're spending money by basically keeping the lights on indoors. So if
they're trying to find out how to get you in
or how to keep you out.
God, that's fair.
How to streamline it so that they're wasting less money, because right now they're kind of paying for people to not eat there.
Well, shout out to Dan at the Bayview Community Center. He called in. He said he's a drive-through guy. He's volunteering there. He's volunteered there for 16 years. I said, go, Dan.
Shout out, Dan. I'm sure we've seen you before, probably, man. We live out there.
Well, Samantha's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. She said she likes both. How can you? What do you mean you like both? You want the drive-through and the inside
Explain
made for
yourself.
You,
Samantha? What's wrong
Come
with you?
Come on, explain yourself. Well, yes.
So I feel like when you stand there and you place an order with a person, you have to repeat yourself like over and over because they're like, oh wait, how did you want that? So if you can just do it yourself, you can save time, and maybe they'd save some money and hire better cooks that can actually make your food right.
Maybe you shouldn't be so difficult with your specific order. I'm kidding.
Who gets
I'm
so
kidding.
Much extra cheese, Samantha? Dang.
Why do you when you make it specific, it's fresh.
Yeah.
Hey, you're right. You actually
well,
are very right.
As
about
someone
that.
Who orders no bun, yeah. a lot of times, now they don't look at me crazy. They used to. Now it's very, very
it's
common.
Commonplace.
But sometimes I'm so specific on my order, it's like I want to talk to someone. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It makes complete sense. Or I would always rather
I'm worried.
Talk. Yeah, I'm kind of specific with my order sometimes to where that's what I feel. Yeah. Like Chipotle. I'm getting my burrito double wrapped because I got options on mine. You can't do that.
I mean, I'd even be okay with like the drive-thru having like a little pad to do your own order.
Really?
Oh. Like, and maybe be able to like actually type like, I like extra cheese on my fish fillet.
Hold on.
I don't want a half and a half. I want a whole piece of cheese.
Okay. Wow. I am also I would be down for a touchscreen in the drive-thru. However, they're never going to do that. Do you know why? Because they're going to make you do it on the app on your phone, which they already are trying to get you to do.
Yep.
So technically, you can already do that, Samantha. You just
that's true.
You just
order
give them
on the
code
app, and then you show up for any of them.
Which is what we do.
Yeah, but they need to update it because it's hard to like fix like... You know, adjusting.
Now you're acting old. You're doing the old person thing.
I am old.
Knock it off.
Sure, I do got to squint when I'm making my adjustments. No. Maybe it's a me thing, but whatever.
I'm the same way. You have to evolve out of the old school and get used to ordering on the app. When I left Princeton Club yesterday, I ordered Subway.
Yeah.
And I did it 10 minutes because they have a Subway inside of Princeton Club, Samantha, if you don't know this, our gym. It's amazing. And so I ordered it and I got done. I walked right out. I picked it up and I left. And I was like, I love mobile ordering. So once you get the hang of it, it's the first couple times that people are like,
it's a catch.
Oh, yeah, I do. That's the only way I order for like McDonald's and Burger King.
Time to evolve, girl. You can do this. You can do this, Samantha. You got this.
We believe in you.
Don't say it with a question mark at the end.
We believe in you. Yeah.
We believe in you, question mark.
Much love, Amanda. We appreciate your call.
Samantha.
Oh,
bye, Samantha.
Bye, Samantha. Jeez, I don't even know what name it is.
It's getting late in the show. We've talked to a million people by now. Allison's in Racine with a great name.
Oh, look at you gassing the name up already.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, hey. Allison
ain't
with a great name.
Ain't gonna mess your name up.
Nope. Allison agrees with you, DZ. She kind of agrees with you.
Oh, I'm definitely not messing your name up.
I will say this, and I'm going to sound very old.
Oh, geez, stop it. Go on.
I am a person that, while I very much appreciate the mobile apps, trust me, I use them for my coffee, for McDonald's, for my sweet tea, for all that stuff.
Yes.
I so much appreciate it. However, we have become a society where we like to be isolated. Yep. And we as human beings are not meant to be isolated.
True.
We are social beings. Mm-hmm. And I really dislike the detachment of people don't even want to say hello. They don't want to say good
morning.
They don't want to smile.
But
I want a little I want human interaction.
I know.
Sometimes.
Do you understand though?
Through an app.
Everybody. The problem is, I'm with you, but most people don't. That's what the problem. Well, most people don't want to talk to anybody.
It's because of the mode we're in, of everything being technology.
Now, we're getting texts. Vicky in Waukesha said, McDonald's makes you use the kiosk to order your food. You don't even get customer service. Yeah, no, when you go inside now, you order at the kiosk.
Right. Yeah. And that drives me nuts, because if I'm going inside, I want to talk to a person.
Agreed.
Because if I wanted to put it on the kiosk, I would have done it on the app.
I would have had
sometimes
the app.
You want to just talk to a person.
Or I would have gone through the drive-thru if I didn't really want to interact with people like that. But I came inside for a specific reason. Yeah. Stop making me want to go outside.
I will say, because we do a ton of road trips, and I have seen the ultra-modernized, the industrial look, like Panera is industrial. McDonald's is industrial.
Wait, hold on. Caleb in Mequon texted in and said, every Panera in the Milwaukee area needs to be renovated. I refuse to go in unless it has a drive-thru. Caleb, now you're getting bougie. Panera's fine inside.
Well, I mean, clearly not to Caleb, because listen to what Allison's saying. She's saying the streamlined ones are everywhere else.
She's not going to buy a house that looks like every other one on the block. She's going to buy a house with character.
She don't like the spaceship.
I live in a 130-year-old house that's full of character.
That's what I'm talking about, see?
Oh, you didn't have to tell us, Allison. We knew.
Well, and the good news is actually more than one person is texting in. Alyssa in Brookfield is one of them, said, Cafe Zupas has the touchscreen in the drive-thru. I forgot. The new one.
Oh, yeah.
It replaced the old Hooters in Brookfield on Blue Mound. It has a touchscreen. I forgot. So
that's
I guess some people are doing the touchscreen.
So what's our consensus? Like, are we down? Are we not? Because it still feels
50-50. We got nowhere. We all said we wanted, depending on our mood.
Allie made a good comment, though. In my opinion, based on how the society is changing, renovating the inside of a restaurant is completely stupid, especially fast food.
Yeah. Spend more
time on your drive-thru. Make your drive-thru look like Chick-fil-A, like Portillo's. Those guys know what they're doing.
McDonald's
needs so much
help. She's comparing.
Wait, hey,
you see that girl over there? She's doing it better.
You going to help him? Exactly. Are you going to help him?
But wait, hold on. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm not saying I don't appreciate Chick-fil-A's smooth drive-thru system. I'm saying they're tricking you by adding 7 people to talk to so you don't think you're waiting as long.
But you're waiting as long.
And I'm dying on that hill.
What I will attach to that.
Thank you.
Is that McDonald's has the two lanes, the two options. You could pull up to either or.
So you think you're not waiting as long, but you are.
You know what? They got us. We've been bamboozled.
We're suckers.